second object shot down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An American fighter jet taking down a flying object in U.S. territorial waters off the coast of Alaska Friday. Origin unknown.
We don't know what entity owns this object. There's no indication that it's from a nation or an institution or an individual.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the object was flying at about 40,000 feet and could have been a threat to commercial aviation. A search is underway for what's left of it. Alaska Congressman Dan Sullivan.
They think it's about the size between a 55-gallon drum and a small Volkswagen. So that could be a challenge to actually find in the ice off the coast of Alaska.
Meanwhile, off the East Coast,
spy balloon recovery operations here in South Carolina have been halted, suspended until at least Monday because of the rough water conditions that are expected not only tonight, but all the way through the weekend.
Fox's Brian Yenis reports search crews have located the payload from the Chinese spy balloon that floated over the country last week and was shot down last Saturday. They say it's mostly intact. Customs and Border Protection Friday evening reporting the encounters with illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border in January totaled just over 156,000. That's a little less than half of December's numbers, that is, but higher than last year. CPB also reports a 700% increase in Chinese nationals attempting to cross in the last quarter.
What we're seeing with the Chinese, they're crossing everywhere. They're crossing across the entire southwest border from San Diego to Tucson all the way to the Rio Grande Valley. They're not just concentrating in one area, and that means that they're working with all of the cartels. That means that China is involved with every single one of the cartels, and that is a very, very scary issue.
Brandon Judd of the National Border Patrol Council. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Residents of an Ohio town who were chased from their homes by a train derailment last week going to court.
On February 3rd, a train hauling 10 cars of hazardous materials derailed in the Ohio village of East Palestine. Officials decided to burn vinyl chloride inside some of those tanker cars, sending hydrogen chloride and the toxic gas phosgene into the air, forcing temporary evacuations. Some residents near the site say they felt sick since. Environmental regulators say so far air quality is safe, but residents demand Norfolk Southern set up health monitoring for people in both Ohio and neighboring Pennsylvania. They're also seeking undetermined damages. No comment from Norfolk Southern yet. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A spokesman for former Vice President Pence says an invited FBI search of his home in Indiana has found one additional document with classified markings on it. The AP quotes an anonymous source as saying lawyers for former President Trump have, in recent months, turned over to federal investigators additional documents found with classified markings. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has returned home after a medical scare.
A spokesperson for Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman confirming he was released from the George Washington University Hospital Friday afternoon. Fetterman had been admitted there on Wednesday, complaining of feeling lightheaded after a Senate Democrat retreat earlier in the day. The Pennsylvania senator suffered a stroke last year, but tests confirmed he did not suffer a new stroke. His spokesperson confirming Friday that additional testing had also ruled out a seizure. Fetterman will spend the weekend with his family before returning to the Senate on Monday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Alec Baldwin has asked a judge in New Mexico to dismiss the 5-year firearm sentencing enhancement in the charges against him, saying it's unconstitutionally based on a law passed after the shooting on the film of the set of the film Rust. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.